But did you hear the message? What a story. Began on Palm Sunday, last Sunday. Jerusalem, a very specific day in Israel's history, the triumphal entry, the presentation of the king. Hosanna, save now, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And 4 days later, crucify him. And here we are now. It's your fault. Resurrection Sunday. And so where we picked up, because of the resurrection, we can have peace with God. Because the throngs on the Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry, they were looking for peace. A peace from Rome, a peace from worldly problems, but they didn't fully understand it. And so as we read that story, the resurrection and the angels asking the question, why do you seek the living among the dead? I guess I could get caught up here. And then it switches to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, where they went back, and now after being confronted by the living Christ, the Lord is risen indeed, as where they started off with closed eyes, and they were giving an explanation from their view of what had happened and what they had hoped for. And then when Jesus began to show them from Scripture the ultimate suffering and glory of the Prince of Peace, where now their eyes were opened and they went back to Jerusalem to share the good news. So the road to Emmaus, as we say. But then that reality when Jesus then met with the disciples and showed the physical eating the fish and stood in the midst of them, just some powerful little words. But I wanted to pick up today on when he stood there and he said, peace to you, shalom, which is a common greeting, yes, but when spoken by the resurrected Christ, it carries a meaning that I think could be helpful for us today. So what's so important about that, the reality of that resurrection and the peace that Jesus talks about? Because when we talk about peace, it's an important concept. In our lives, we probably struggle with things where there's just not peace. There's conflict in our lives, whether it's with family members or neighbors, just in our own personal lives. We look around the world in Sri Lanka, terrorist acts, it looks like, in churches. There is no peace. The world wants peace. In our nation, sometimes it just seems the divisions and in political and the Mueller report is not bringing us peace. But sometimes that's the level we look at, that we define peace as a lack of conflict or a lack of hatred or warfare, and it's very important. But biblically, the biblical definition is a little deeper than that, a much bigger concept, and it addresses a much bigger problem. Because folks, the problem, the Bible calls sin. In Romans chapter 3, 23, a familiar passage, but the word of God, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then a little later in Romans 6, 23, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so the problem, folks, sin, goes beyond just the bad stuff we do, but we are separated from a holy God, infinitely perfect, holy God. We are sinners. We are at enmity, warfare, conflict, because a holy God cannot abide sin, and we all have sinned, and we deserve death. Like it says, the wages of sin is death. You earn wages, and we all have earned death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And so that eternal death that we all deserve, the problem is big, but the prescription is bigger. God's grace, the Bible talks about, unmerited favor. And so Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, some of my favorite verses, once again, Paul writing to a church in Ephesus, a modern-day Turkey. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. A gift of God? despite what we deserve, the sin, as Ken was singing, the crucify him, the one innocent man in the world, and our sin, and the Romans, and we all conspired, the Jewish leaders, a gift of God? Folks, it is a gift because we can't earn it or work for it. You know, I suspect most of you people are pretty nice people because you're here on a Sunday morning on Easter. But before a holy God, I don't care how nice you are, your righteousnesses, your standing before God in and of itself, as Isaiah says, are as filthy rags. So please be nice people, but don't think that buys you any brownie points before a holy God. We can't earn it or work for it, but that grace, that gift of God that God does because he loves us, for God so loved the world, a world of sinners, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so what is the source of that prescription? Well, obviously, the Prince of Peace. I had to come up with alliteration there. You saw that, the problem prescription, Prince of Peace. But it's Jesus, folks. We are celebrating the resurrection. The grave could not hold our Savior down. We crown him with many crowns because he defeated death and hell. Let me read a few more passages from the book of Romans as Paul talks about some very important concepts. Therefore, having been justified by faith, being declared righteous by faith, we have peace. There's that word. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And so we have access by faith to the grace, God's grace that is bigger than our sin. We have access, and that gives us hope. As we look at the lack of peace in our secular world, we can have hope. And not only that, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely will for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, declared righteous, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled, brought together to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Some big words, but a concept of while we were so deserving death for all eternity, hell, by God's grace and the work of the Son and the resurrection, defeating the sin, our sin, the sin of the world, that cross that Jesus bore, our penalty in our place, deserved penalty, and he bore that so that we could be reconciled. Maybe some of us have family strife where our families, you know, we've been at war for years and years and we don't even remember why we're mad at each other. But we need to be reconciled, brought back together from warfare, enmity, hatred to friendship. Folks, that's what Jesus does, connecting a holy God to sinners like us. So biblical peace, it's a little more than just a lack of conflict, isn't it? But that word, biblically, also carries with it the idea of harmony, one well-being, or the Hebrew word shalom, peace, wholeness. We talked during the adult Bible study about our kinsman redeemer, our goel, the one who stands and brings wholeness to his brethren. And that's what Jesus has done for you and for me. And so my challenge today as we celebrate the resurrection, have you experienced this peace? not lack of conflict in our lives. We all have that, and praise God, Jesus is going to come one day and take care of that too. But ultimately, wholeness, oneness, harmony with a holy God because of what Jesus has done. Truly we can have, as we sang Bear Claw's favorite song, victory in Jesus. Because of the resurrection, we can have peace with God. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the Easter story, for the empty tomb. We thank you for the peace that only you can provide through the finished work of the Son. May we live our lives for your glory, resting in that peace. Give us opportunities to share that good news, it truly is good news, with a world that is concerned about a lack of conflict but yet needs so much more. Thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.